All right, kill. White check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 3. You're now locked into your comments. With your boys, Marvin Tays. We're going to read the comments from episode 404, The Baby Reindeer Breakdown. That was part one. And then Conversations with Brent, part two. So, what did you think about Baby Reindeer? That was a poll for this week. Disturbing but great TV, 85%. Disturbing but trash TV, 14%. And the Q&A, let me scroll to the bottom and start from there. So Toby Shahid says, everything that happened to this Don is self-inflicted. I have zero sympathy. SDS says, the minute I saw the title, I knew it was going to be peak, LOL. Jarek says, his babes was fine as crazy from Marv. You got let off light on that one. Yeah, it's true. Because we weren't sure who you were talking about.
I was sure. I said, I said the black thing.
Eventually. Maya says, interesting how Brent started off by saying he has no empathy for the man, then gave the most insightful take. I got Marv's confusion about how abusers find these techniques. That always baffles me. So if you're listening to this, I'm not sure if it would have dropped by now, but I did speak about Baby Reindeer with Chucky as well on HC Pod. And there's a part that we missed out when we were talking about it as well. So you got to remember, he met the guy at Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Mm-hmm. Then the guy ghosted him for a while. When he moved to London and he started doing the comedy circuit there, obviously he was on his face. And that's when the dude called him back and said, oh, I've got work for you. Remember, when he was in the toilet, he was bare excited. So it's kind of like the idea of dangling success above him.
It was at school.
Yeah, school. So the idea of that dangling success for someone who's like on their face is how he drew him in. So you got to take that into consideration as well. It wasn't just like he was someone that was doing his thing. Money was paid, the bills were paid, money was coming in and all of that stuff. And then the man just said, yo, come. It was more that he knew who he targeted. He targeted a man who was literally, self-esteem was low. Living at his girlfriend's mum's house. Like, think about it, bro. Like, can you picture yourself living at your ex-girlfriend's mum's house? Willingly.
No, but he wasn't doing it like that. I get what you're saying, but he was living with his girl there.
They broke up.
That's only afterwards.
Yeah, they broke up. He moved out.
That's after.
Sorry, she moved out.
That's after.
What do you mean that's after?
That's after everything transpired. At the beginning, they were living in the house together while they sorted themselves out.
So see, the timeline is weird because there's the timeline with Martha and it goes back and then there's the timeline with...
The girl.
But then when he with the Damien.
Yeah, but that time with Damien, he was in acting school or something. Because remember, he goes to that class and they're doing ballet and he didn't want to be there. His mind's not in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because my man has been speaking to him, but nothing had happened by them.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is...
Because he was
still down and out. He wasn't where he wanted to be.
Yeah, but he was still calm with it though.
But there's a difference between being calm and when you want more.
No, he was still calm with it. But that guy, because he had showed him a little bit of like a glimpse of like, yo, this is the life. Probably, maybe you could live and bear empty promises. Because remember, his girl's birthday, man, forgot the birthday, bro.
His mind wasn't there. His
mind the girl's like, what, you're not coming out for birthday? He goes, nah, you're going to be taking drugs of an old man.
Yeah. Techie, man. Hyena123 says, Brett should actually be the third shot. He always offers a logical and objective perspective that has everyone being honest, or like a rotational third shot with other people like Margs and others. Can I just clarify? There's no third shot.
Yeah.
There's just the mandem. Brent's mandem, Marg's mandem. Everybody else that you've mentioned, mandem. Shout out my boy Slido. When Slido was on here wassing about two shots and ace of spades, one girl said, listen, if you make Slido the third shot, I'm never listening to it again. Hey, that's too funny. Corbena says, Taser was bugging. Kissing the link on her forehead is calm. You want her to feel appreciated. You continue doing that. Make sure there's no more. I just hope there's no problems off the back of you kissing someone's forehead. Nix, I love Brent's take on things, but do let him finish his train of thought. Dammy M, Brent was the MVP of this pod. Calling Marv a dildo was a comedic genius. Denzel Roberts says, gonna go left for someone and it's not gonna be me. Yeah, that line was cold, I can't even lie. You said that. Said, it's gonna go left why it's not going to be me.
I can't remember that.
I can't remember what we were talking about. I think we were talking about a situation where something to do with a scenario involving you and your potential partner.
Yeah.
And then you were like, yeah, you can go left.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember that.
Victor Gomez says, man just said kindness. Marv, bro, Edjo. What did you say? Just kindness.
Oh. What I'm looking for a girl. I said kindness.
Miss Martina says, everything Hyena 123 said is 100%. Please, we love Brent. Hi, Brent. Yems, by leaving earlier. Nah, Marv is finishing me. Glover, I can't lie. Brent's breakdown of Marv at the end was world class. Had man contemplating his whole life and motivations. Big Nats is laughing at you saying just kindness. Bills to pay for. You might as well make Brent the third shot by now. Zen Tuan says, Taser saying that put a battery in my back is an immense why. Brazy. But it's a figure of speech though. No? You never had a battery in your back?
Never.
So how would you phrase that? That sentiment, how would you phrase it?
The self-motivation just to push on.
Nah. That don't sound the same, man.
Boy.
That don't sound the same.
Put the battery in your back then.
Don't worry. I have.
Do you arch when you...
When what? Ash, I think Donnie was far from a victim. He had some deplorable characteristics and treated people horribly. Not saying he deserved grape, but he literally put himself in that situation. Damn.
1-0.
Two.
Real.
Who scored?
Vinicius. Of course he did.
Crud. LKMB says, listening to this, I've seen Taser's Instagram talking about him doing hip thrusts and his cheeks feeling swole. Diabolical. I do massages, by the way. What?
That is brazy at the end.
Would I lie? Which one is it, bro?
Brother.
Is that even a boy or girl?
It's even like Damien, bro.
Ig said, big wife for that, Taze. No one should be putting any battery in your back. XZ says, great episode. This was really affirming. This was really reaffirming. You will discuss themes of research. Some of you don't need to use punctuation. Like, I don't understand. Ted, love this convo. Some deeply insightful questions from Brent. Thanks, gents. Mark says, Marvin needs to clarify when he's making a general opinion versus interchanging movies and his specific opinion. At times, he came across ignorant. Difference between the first episode and the third episode onwards.
What's he talking about? What's the first and third episode?
I don't know. So that's it?
I don't know what he was saying.
Ibrahim said, Brent was really podding. Hold tight, Brent, for this session. We're all walking dildos. Crazy. Lord Zach says, binge the series in a day. The show is about so much more than stalking. It's about broken people finding comfort in the confusion and toxicity they bring each other to. Great discussion, to be honest. Howzy says, great episode. I was dying when Brent called Marvin a dildo. Pascal89 says, if you might need a research fact checker whilst you're doing your show, get at me. Darren Griffin says, going casual is one thing, but behavior needs to be considered. E.g., if Brent lets out the studio from 7 till 9 every week, but every week you lot stay till 10, it's not odd if you start recording 3-hour pods. I think that was referring to when we were talking about being casual and then the girl thinking it's something else that it's not because of what you do when being casual. Remember I was saying that even though I'm casual, I still want to do stuff like forehead kisses.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I just feel like, do you know what it is? My examples come from like real life examples. I remember one time I was casual with a girl. We literally just going to each other's houses whenever we wanted to scratch an itch. Itch a scratch. What? Scratching.
Itch a scratch.
Scratching itch.
Yeah, that's it.
And then one time I was like, oh, let's go cinema because I want to see this Marvel movie first. And then we'll go back to yours. Brother, that opened a can of worms. These times we actually went to the cinema in pajamas. That's how casual it was. But in her mind, this became a date. And then now it's, oh, what are we? I said, because of one cinema trip. That's when I was like, you know what? You've got to be a bit more tactical when you're doing casual. There's certain things you think you can do, but sometimes certain gestures are taking a certain weight, just like offering someone a cup of tea. all of a sudden it's leading to you stalking me outside my house for 12 hours. But obviously she had a condition called erotomania. I actually done my research and it's about...
Was that what it's called?
Yeah. It's when someone... When a woman believes someone of a higher social status is in love with them.
But he wasn't of a higher social status.
Not to her. To her. Remember, she lied about a lot of things. We don't know where...
No, I'm talking about... But he wasn't doing that either.
She didn't know that. She just saw him at work. And then when he did go to her yard, we saw how she was living and it went exactly great.
So, we saw how he was living and it went exactly great.
But she didn't know that. Mm. So, I mean, she technically just saw a big house.
Technically, she's better for him because she's got her own yard.
True. How is she even paying the bills?
Might be a council or like benefits.
Yeah, true. TP. Oh. Liverpool's down for Love Heart Eyes. Salah Klopp beefing. Synergy's gone. Carabao Cup Netflix doc. Arsenal will bottle it against United. What, are you not still playing United?
Yeah.
When?
This weekend.
Oh, I don't think you lot are going to bottle it.
We got the maddest, we had the maddest running, bro.
And you lot are doing well.
Chelsea.
Do you know what's mad? If United make you lot drop points, it's done. Yeah. City's not dropping points.
No. They might do though.
Against who?
But it won't be like a point. It will be like they should have drew against Forest.
Who?
City. Forest had better chances, you know.
Yeah, I know, but idiots, Chris Wood.
No, but remember, it's not that they didn't get chances, they missed chances, bro. It's the opposite.
So before I continue reading the comments, I just want to see. So City's fixtures are Wolves, Fulham, Tottenham, West Ham.
Tottenham
could help you.
But Tottenham don't want to help us.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, techie.
They're garbage, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what they care about, you know?
Yeah, techie. And then Arsenal have...
But if someone said to me, would you rather Arsenal lose to City?
So Tottenham can win.
No, yeah. Would you rather Arsenal lose to City so Tottenham don't win the league, or Arsenal beat City and Tottenham win the league? Arsenal lose all the time.
Oh, so you understand where Tottenham fans
are? Yeah, I get it.
And then Arsenal have Bournemouth, United and Everton. Oof. But remember, City have a game in hand.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Who's got Bournemouth? Arsenal, innit? No, yeah. Arsenal got Bournemouth next.
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
But remember, City's in the lead. If they win their next game, City's two points clear.
1 point.
No, two. If they're on 79, if they win, they're on 82. You're on 80.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So we need a loss.
Basically. Techie. All right, back to the comments.
Would have been sick if we had to play them for the end of the season. Oh,
brother.
Remember the time when Yuzop played?
Yeah.
Liverpool City, and it was like, Sane scored enough to post. I think it was like, oh, they beat you 1-0 or something.
Fuming, bro. We've had pain, you know. Klopp's had pain. I understand why he's leaving, bro. Dan says, Brent to Marv. The girl on the train. JJ Moyo says, Marv, when did you stop getting onto Taser about spoiling shows? Come on, man. Bro, I'm not going to lie to you, look. I don't care anymore.
No, you ain't been that bad.
But I don't care anymore. Because I feel like when you explain... I'm going to try my hardest to explain shows without spoiling it. But at the same time, brother, the show's been out. If you ain't watched it, I put a warning. Spoiler alert coming up. Fast forward, man.
Baby Reindeer is different because we said we're going to speak about it and most people have. But when you're just spoiling random shows, sometimes...
Man are telling me I spoiled a show that came out in 1997. But am I spoiling it, bro?
That's different.
No, but I'm saying most of the shows I speak about have been out.
No, but some of the shows, like these niche shows that you've watched and no one else has watched.
So it's niche. So
you say to people, you give them the alley-oop, like, yo, this show I watched, sick show.
Yeah.
You just spoiled the whole plot, bro.
No. I might explain one
scene. You spoiled the whole plot, bro.
Oh, allow me, man. Dania KG says, Baby Reindeer was an excellent piece of screenwriting. Anyone who's experienced similar trauma would be able to sympathize with Donnie's whirlwind of emotions. Disturbing, but 100% worth the watch. And Anne-Marie says, if you're talking about a show, just talk it with spoilers because it's confusing. Listen to you speak in code.
We didn't speak in code, though.
Not in general. Because I'm trying to avoid spoilers.
You're the only person that has ever said that.
That's fine. Moving forward, like I said, I'm going to say spoiler alert.
Let me get this straight. So because one person said it, you just reaffirmed your thing.
It's the same thing as the other person saying it. What I'm saying is, yeah. Okay, you know what? Make this the poll for this one, yeah? If I say spoiler alert.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
I don't understand. Spoiler alert. Fast forward.
Do you know what you can do? Is there a show about a girl who lives in the woods, is raised by wolves, learns to speak werewolf, and then finds a man in the end.
Jungle Book.
Or whatever, yeah. The way you can Cinderella. Say it, you can be like, it's one of that.
Name films are the same thing.
Man could be like, this show was sick where this girl basically, like, she grew up in the woods and, like, adopted by werewolves. But I'm not going to spoil the end for you, but...
The end?
I'm just saying, but what's sick about it is just how things got transpire and what happened. Like, you could do it like that.
No, but wait.
But you would, like, say the whole thing about her meeting the man at the end.
I wait.
Whatever. You said the whole
okay,
thing.
Okay, so let me explain my process when it comes to watching shows, yeah? I like to watch... You know, like when they go on Jimmy Fallon or... What's the other host?
Larry Bird, you know?
Not Larry Bird.
I know what you mean. Jimmy Fallon.
What's the other? There's another guy, man.
No, it's gone out my head.
Yeah, okay. But you know when they go on talk shows and they talk it up, they do the promo run. I like to watch all of that. And then they get asked questions about the show and they try not to give spoilers because they're like, go watch the show. And I watch the show. Then I watch the interviews after the show, like where they talk about the show. And I watch other people talking about it, like explain this episode or that. That's what I'm on. That's what I do. So maybe because I do that, I'm explaining it with a bit more detail.
Yeah,
my bad. But like I said, moving forward, you ain't going to stop me from talking about shows. So I'm going to say, spoiler alert.
Don't worry, I'm going to cut out the episode. Don't worry.
Whatever, man. You're an op anyway. Why are you going to cut it out, bro? This is what they want. This is what the streets want, man.
I don't want it, man.
All right, cool. Comments for the part two. Conversations with Brent. This is the part where Brent was basically asking us what we're chasing in life, what brings us fulfillment, learning how to trust, settle down, accomplishments, loved ones, giving someone your all, and whether Arsenal can win the league. The poll said, do you agree with a relationship can only work if you give your all to that person and tell them all your secrets? 27% said yes, and 72% said no. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm happy because that's the truth, blood.
You don't reckon a relationship?
Nah. You know what Brent was saying sometimes? It sounds poetic. It sounds good in theory. That shit in real life, man. I'm just being honest. And the poll reflects it.
Fair play. The comments here. Right, bare comments. All right, Rap Anthology says, this turned out to be a therapy session for Marv. Big up, man. Need Brent on more on these type of conversations. He has an interesting way of thinking. Frank Kufi says, episode 6 and counting of Marv saying, I hear you, but just give Taser a win one time. It's true, man. Maybe they cut me off, but let me have it, man. Arm to you.
Let me have it.
Yeah, you're
let me have it.
Yeah. Everything I said, that's what you heard. Abu says, in all fairness, I don't think there needs to be a third shot. The episodes lately have been very entertaining. Enjoyed these two parts, in-depth conversations, but still lighthearted with jokes in it. Dammy M says, not going to lie, pods like this is when I miss Keith. He's great at these kind of topics. Ty Boogie says, I understand why E-Man calls Brent a terrorist now. Marvin's definitely going to get at least one. So I was listening to the most recent episode of the pod and LOL. It's true.
Funny enough, I ain't got none of that.
Well, none of your babies listen to the pod now.
But I don't think I said anything to incriminate myself. Even when he said about not rating girls, I said, nope.
Not about you incriminating yourself, more to do with your view on certain questions. Because some of the questions that Brent asked, I guarantee some girls have asked, guys. Oh, by the way, I was listening to Three Shots and this question was asked, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I didn't par any girls.
It's not about you parring girls, it's your answers. Some of your answers were very vague. It's just like...
Yeah, that's fine though.
What do you mean it's fine?
It's fine.
No, because the reason why it was funny is because Brent, because of your vague answers, that's why Brent landed with your walking dildo.
Nah, Brent's been saying that because remember there was a point in time when I went on Meet Us at 7 and Gina was saying something about that's how she sees me or something like that. It was like a running joke.
Okay.
So it wasn't like a walking dildo, but she said something else along them lines.
Oh, so there's context behind that comment?
Ish, to a degree,
Ty says, bring back the 30 minutes football talk with the games upcoming. We've spoken about that, and because the season's pretty much coming to an end, we've decided we're just going to start next season.
Mm.
We might do, is it, what competition is this summer?
Euros.
We might do Euros, but this guy flies in and out.
That's a lie.
What do you mean? You said you was in LA in June, bro.
When's it?
Yeah, better start in. No, May. June.
End of May, I said.
but the guest wanted to come June 4th.
Yeah, it runs into June, doesn't it?
So yeah, the football segment is definitely coming back.
No, we can still film though, because it's same way we do no comments, your comments. I could just all I need is a laptop and my
Oh phone. Yeah. So all right, cool. So that will be coming. Anybody who's interested in brother, that will be forwarding.
Yo.
Anybody who's interested in the football side of things, DM the Free Shots page, the football emoji. But eventually we're gonna have you lot enter.
You're on a roll today.
We're gonna set up a Discord community where you lot can join me and Marv, and we can talk all things football. That is forwarding soon. But yeah, if you're interested, like I said, interested in getting involved, set up your own Discord account. Just have it pending, and when me and Marv launch our community, we'll send out the invites. Mon says, how can you not love Marv, man? Very entertaining episode. Brent the therapist, the questions were very deep. Ben O says, Brent's line of questioning is hilarious. Liz, LOL, if Arsenal win the league, I'm fulfilled. I agree with Marv.
Come on.
Dez.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
1-8-2-3-4. Good part 1 and 2. In fairness to Arteta, Partey's availability is shit. Marv probably has more stamina than him. After this season, I hope we replace him. Does he know how much stamina you got, big man?
I can't answer them question there, you know?
Say no.
I'll be honest with you. I just think man's projecting.
Okay. Because I've seen Partey on the pitch. I ain't seen you touch pitch in how long. Yeah, you got more stamina than him.
That's what I think he's saying.
How does he know?
That's what he's saying. Yeah, he ain't seen me touch pitch, so he's assuming that if I've not been training, there's no fitness there.
He's saying you got more stamina than Partey.
That's what I'm saying, because he's saying that's a diss to Partey saying.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, how does he know how much stamina you have?
He hasn't. He's assuming I've got none.
Okay. Karim96 says, I think connecting deeper is a product of time and keeping the romance caught in alive. You'll probably share more naturally. Putting the secrets in front to get somewhere seems forced to me. I agree. S says, this episode was raw. I loved Brent's input, and these raw conversations between friends are what podding is all about. Clap, clap. Glover, I showed my friend this podcast for the first time, specifically this episode. She concluded, Brent is well-rounded. Taser was open and honest. However, Marv needs counselling. I didn't say it in it. There you go. Lord Zach says, Marv didn't mean tell her off in a way. When describing how to talk to his potential misses, he meant to reprimand, as in both parties do this to each other without malice, as we're adults, not children. Wendy, this is probably one of my favorite episodes from the pod, gave such good insights into everyone's thoughts. Love every time Brent comes on. JW, Brent is such a great conversationalist. Xenos247 says, he ain't got to be the third shot and all that, but when Brent is on the pod, the level of conversation just seems to elevate. Great episode. Bizarre289 says, this was insightful. Brent was on Marvin's neck. Pause. His hot take left Marvin vulnerable. Brent should interview celebs. Another great episode. Doxa, bring out the guard of honor and standing ovation for Marvin with that train analogy. If you don't get it, then forget about it. Yeah, that train analogy was cold still.
Come
well
on,
done.
I'll come, give you, on, come on, come on, come on.
Give you applause still. And you got the soundboard. What's going on?
What do you want to do?
Applause. No. WMP says, Brent's input on this was incredible. Most definitely one of my favorite episodes. Really interesting and thorough analysis of the Netflix show. Well done, guys. Ace, I told an ex everything once. We had an argument and she said, next time you feel like killing yourself, just do it. I've never opened up again. I can't be that vulnerable to another human ever. Do you know what, yeah?
See?
Two things, yeah? One, I'm sorry you had to go through that, because that is very vicious. But two, you kind of stop yourself from enjoying when you kind of hold on to past regressions, in my opinion. Because that was that person.
That's too specific. That's not like a...
Yeah, but you can't... That if you told one girl, oh, I felt like killing myself one day.
And then she turns around and says
that.
Go on then. Now, oh my God.
I know.
I can't tell no one again.
I know you feel that way, but the next person might be the actual person that you spend the rest of your life with.
I hear that, but I think he's just saying...
I hear it. He's still hurting.
Because it's under management. I just won't tell no one.
I hear it. TP, having Brent on back on the pod was great. He needs to be on more often. Also, Baby Reindeer was nuts. That brother should have left her out on that bus stop. Heather's 9 says, interesting discussion. You lot had me up half the night binge watching Baby Reindeer, messing up my sleep cycle. Cha. Simone and Wit, I had an ex who I told everything to. When we argued, he used everything I said to him in confidence against me. Never again will I tell my partner everything about me. That comes with trust.
See what I'm saying?
Bro.
I'm telling you, listen. Like,
where did you get these old references from, lad? What's that from, lad?
What do you mean?
What is that from?
Cilla Black.
From what?
Surprise, surprise. That's what the show's called, lad.
I don't remember them shows there.
I remember
Blind Date.
Yeah, same time.
Same time?
As in like around the same period.
I don't remember.
So Blind Date was on the Saturday, Surprise, Surprise on the Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, I didn't have access to the TV.
Surprise. And she used to bring, like, there'll be like an old man on the show or whatever. And he'd be like, so we got George here. Like, how you doing, George? Like, you haven't seen your sister for 70 years? And they're like, yeah, she moved to Australia, blah, blah. Well, we got a rear truck out the blue, bruv. The sister come through. Surprise. I'm telling you, the show was sick still, I can't even lie.
Jeremiah Sosa says, dope breakdown. I don't even need to watch it now, but my childish self kept saying bun up 26 minutes in. SMSN says, to answer Marv's initial question about Klopp being a coward, he is, but only because he refused to drop the big players that are playing bad on a consistent basis. Salah, Trent, Robbo, Szoboszlai, and Nunes.
Szoboszlai been playing bad?
Brother?
I haven't watched him.
Bro?
Serious?
He's a shadow of his former self, bro. It's sad, man.
What?
But I'm telling you.
What game did this happen? Because I ain't been watching
from when
like
he got, from when he got injured, okay, and he came back, he hasn't been the same.
Serious?
He hasn't been the same. That's why we're playing Curtis Jones, Endo, and McAllister.
I just thought he was injured.
Nah, he's there. He's on the bench, bro. Sometimes we start him and it's like, yeah, it's been techie, man. Like, it's so bad, yeah? I'm looking at him like, rah, are you really that guy? Or was it like we over-exaggerated?
No, but we saw him, though.
I know,
and,
but
and
like...
in the Euros, who did he play for?
Hungary.
He's balling for
me. I know, but bro, you know when a man ain't balling for me? It's just a bit.
Oh,
hey.
Oh my God.
What I meant was when a man ain't balling for my club.
You are moving crazy today.
Nate Ray just says, Marv, that analogy about being on a train and not feeling the speed was 10-10. Take a bow.
You see me? You see that? Brother, man's poetic, you know. But anyway, just you get me?
Manderson Kusi says, oi, Taser, get yourself to Sans restaurant. All 8 months she's been open. You ain't showed your face. Love, though. Oh, yeah. Do you know what's mad? Someone went to Sans restaurant the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a couple. They're vegan. So they went to Jam Delish because you mentioned it on the pod. And then they went to Sans restaurant because I mentioned it on the pod.
Oh, swear?
Yeah. So Sans gone to them to ask if they had a good time. And they're like, yeah. And then they told her. And she said to them, funny that you say that. Taser hasn't even been yet. But I'm going this Friday.
So how do you know about the Jam Delish one?
She told it. The person told her. She told me.
Oh, man. Yeah,
so I'm going this Friday. Gonna take... who am I going with again?
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. But yeah, I booked a table for 2 Friday.
You know what's mad? When you said that, it's like... some girls are gonna hear this and be like, oh, I found a ring.
Yeah, for a little food, man. Relax.
You took a girl cinema with PJs on, start asking about marriage.
Exactly. That's what
exactly. I'm saying.
Can't go side. Side's going to be doing up the, oh, how do you know Taser?
No. Oh, she actually there sometimes.
Yeah, that's why I haven't gone yet, because I want to go on a day where she's there. Obviously, because she's busy. She's on radio Monday. She's on radio Saturday. Sometimes midweek. Like, Sian works hard, but she said that if I'm not on radio, I'm at the restaurant.
Okay.
So I said, what day are you in this week? She said, Fridays, I'm going. SDS says, Brent for the third shot, ? Tara Bella 61 says, fantastic episode of the pod, and Brent is such a great addition. Do you think you've lived through something traumatic? Would you be able to play yourself in that role in a drama?
Depends on what happened.
Yeah, I think it depends on the trauma, to be fair. But again, like I said, I commend Richard Guard for doing what he did, bro, because I don't think that's easy. But context, you know, his one-man show is a stage version of the show that's on, Baby Reindeer. So he plays Martha on stage. You know when he went up and down the country? It was him playing all the characters.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that's why it's called One Man Show. And then someone saw it from Netflix and then developed it into, well, obviously got him into the office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they decided to develop it into a show. But he would play Martha.
That's mad.
Yeah, so he plays him, Martha, and I guess, I'm not sure about
that. I saw him on this morning. I watched the interview of him on this morning and he was talking about it. And I was laughing because I was like, he's talking to the Gets Born in audience, but they couldn't speak about the sexual assault part. Mm. They were talking more about the
Stalking.
So I was like, some of these old women or some of these viewers, they're going to get a horrible shock
when they
go
to watch.
When they turn on Baby Rain there, they get to episode 5 or something.
Yeah,
hey.
It's a bit mad still. Scrimpton says, Brent is an oracle. As much as I'd like to hear him weekly, I feel like his rarity adds to his impression upon us. Peaches and Cream says, great episode. Brent is clearly the first shot of tequila. He had Marv's on the rope. Dildo, LOL. But are you both saying that you seek fulfillment mainly from material things?
Do you know when people say on the rope? Do you know what on the rope means?
It's what it sounds like.
What do you mean?
It's probably what it sounded like to them. They weren't in the studio.
Nah, it's nothing to do with that. If you listen to the pod in general, like if you're first time listening, it's cool, but this on the ropes thing, I don't think people understand what on the ropes mean.
Stop talking to you like you're a victim.
No, but it's like a baby reindeer. It's like, if a man asks me a question and I'm telling you what it is and I'm answering, there's no on the ropes. For me, anyway.
It's the way you answer, maybe. Maybe you weren't answering to the best of your ability.
But that's what I'm saying. What's my best of my ability? Who are you to tell me that?
They've heard you, man. It's 400 episodes in, bro. You could do better, man.
No, man.
They're saying they want more. Give it more vim. Give it a bit more. You know what I'm saying?
If the girl's kind, I'm happy,
Mom,
blood.
Give it a bit. Give it more jiggy jiggy. Heavy. Hey. Brit says, I haven't watched Baby Reindeer, but it sounds like Stockholm Syndrome. It's when the victim empathizes with their abuser and develops a positive attitude towards them, which keeps them captive. Great episode. Yem says, divorce rate in the UK is 42%, not 80%. Yeah, well, go on for your stats, bro.
No, I saw it somewhere still.
Is it Instagram?
Because I was actually speaking to someone about it. I don't know what happened.
But you don't do Harvard referencing, no?
No, it wasn't even that. It was just like, because I saw it. And it's weird because there's different stats. There's stats for first time marriage and then stats for second time marriage. It's weird, man.
Mm.
But I think maybe it was a more American. When I looked at America, and America was like a bit higher. 47% or something. But it is what it is, man.
Grant Alessona says, great episode. Sorry, definitely the best episode since Keith exited. It's such a great listening pleasure when you listen to each other. Thank you. Tizzle DeAndre says, nah, this was a dope episode. Even Brent was picking Marv's brain. Very educational. Ads says, 80% divorce rate. It's like 40%, my guy. Anyway, it sounds like Marv just wants to enjoy life without any commitments other than money, which is fine, but we all got to be honest about who we really are. Dan, great listen. Very interesting conversation. Brent questioning Marvin Taze comes from a place of interest and no malice. Brent calling Marv a dildo constantly was brazy, but his point did make sense. Last comment, Io says, I usually don't comment, but this has easily been one of the best episodes. The honesty of you guys, the way Brent asks questions really has you thinking about life and reaching your potential. I think that is a Germany flag or Belgium. Anyway, love to the German listeners and love to the, how do you say, is it Belgium?
Mm.
Yeah, love to the listeners in Belgium. So yeah, that's your comments for episode 404. Please continue to, oh yeah, by the way, one of my friends messaged me saying he doesn't know how to leave comments and I realized we never actually explained for those who just don't know. So when I'm just saying. So when you open Spotify and you search Free Shots of Tequila, go on the profile page, you click the episode link, and if you scroll down, you'll see the poll, scroll further and you see Q&A. Click view all, and then you can read the comments. But if you just scroll down, you'll see type a reply, and then you can leave your comment. We really appreciate you leaving your comments. So please do. All the people that enjoyed this episode, just share it with one friend. Just one. That's all I ask. And yeah, man.
Or share your favorite episode of the pod with that friend.
Yeah. I'm guessing about all the people that left comments saying this was their favorite. Share. And also, remember, everyone's probably watching Baby Reindeer. It's number one on Netflix right now. So share it with anyone else who's watching Baby Reindeer. I'm going to leave you with this before we end the episode. So I was watching a therapist that was reviewing the behavior of Martha. And then she also went to do more research on the true story behind Baby Reindeer. And I found this interesting and wanted to share. So the real story, yeah, the woman, whose name I'm not going to reveal, because apparently they found her on Twitter, and she's posted over 100 posts on Facebook since Baby Reindeer's come up. Yeah, she's getting in. But over the course of when she was stalking Donnie, she sent 41,000 emails, 350 hours of voicemails, 744 tweets to him. She sent him 46 Facebook messages across 4 different accounts, and she wrote 106 pages of letters. That level of stalking is... But like I said, she had a condition called...
So that shows that, that she's not really big on socials then.
Is that sarcasm?
No, because in comparison, the numbers on the socials are not as bad as...
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Facebook's not a lot.
Yeah, but she was sending... She was typing send from iPhone, from the laptop.
No, it was from the iPhone.
Well, she didn't have no iPhone, bro.
She did.
She didn't have an iPhone.
So why did it say send from iPhone?
That was the whole point.
It was an iPhone.
No, it wasn't. It was from a laptop.
It was an iPhone.
When he went to the yard and she sent... She sat down with her little meal deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Microwave meal.
That was just for thingy, but she had an iPhone. Because remember, how was she recording everything he was saying?
What do you mean?
She recorded every single conversation they had.
It went on the iPhone, bro.
What was the iPhone in her bag? What was in her bag?
Did you see her pull out an iPhone, or am I just making it up?
No, but that's what he said. That's why he was like, blah, blah, blah. She had an iPhone. There's a point when he referenced it.
But everyone's made it a thing that it was weird that she was typing send from iPhone when it wasn't from the iPhone.
I think it was.
Well, let us know in the comments, please, because I'm not sure. Marv's now, he's doing this whole 80% divorce rating. That's what it feels like.
The same way when you just said Marty, he smashed Martha.
Some people believe that. No, but, Chucky, when I was sitting down with Chucky said it. I said, bro, but like, Marv said it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But there's people I've spoken to, and they said it did.
That's what I'm saying. But even when you watch it, because it happened straight away.
All right, 1 second.
Like, as soon as he takes the body off of Martha, he's misses it. I mean, the trans woman's there and whatever. They remember, he said, I hate that I had to. Remember, he started wanking over Martha.
No, I remember that. What was it? I'm doing them Joe Budden ones. He just calls someone random. Yo, Olivia. Wait. You're live on the pod, you know? So don't say nothing mad, yeah? So to the listeners listening, this is Olivia Smart. She was on a previous episode where we spoke about black people and swimming, yeah? Olivia, I have one question, yeah?
Go ahead.
Did Donnie sleep with Martha?
I think he did.
Exactly. No, Marv said he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, I think he did.
Let's get this straight. So he recorded everything about... She recorded everything he'd done when the police came to her, but he didn't say she slept with him.
My understanding is that he had issues in his relationship when he was with the transgender woman, and therefore after he slept with Martha... He was then able to go back into his relationship with the transgender woman and everything was fine.
No,
he definitely slept with Martha.
He didn't sleep with Martha.
See?
So what was that seat?
Because remember, he started wanking over Martha and then he said that he had to, like, remember initially when he had these issues with the Damien? It confused him sexually. So he's
outside.
He was out, taking the laptop out and then interested in certain porn, then he was outside doing what he was doing. Then obviously he met the trans woman. He was cool with her, but he was still because he was around the man them, he was still afraid of people knowing he was with a trans woman.
Yeah.
So that's why he just stayed indoors all the time, because that was like his secret. But he couldn't have sex with her for some reason. I don't know what his reason was. Then when Martha disappeared, he was like, right, where's she gone? Like, kind of. Then he said he found himself wanking over Martha. He found that, like, she... And then remember, there's a point in the bedroom where he said, who would have thought that thinking of Martha would have returned my libido? So it's like, in the bed, that's why the scenes were so close. There was no as soon as he moved to Martha and they came together, remember, when they separated, you see him on the bed with the trans woman. Mm. There was no separation of scene. Because the shock value was like, wait, hold on, is he smashing Martha? Then you see that it's like, then he was like, I feel guilty for what I'm doing to Terry because she's so happy, but I'm thinking of Martha when I'm sleeping with her.
I need to watch it again. Just to double check.
I think there's ambiguity in the scenes, but I think there's also ambiguity in the scenes to allow the audience to draw their own conclusions as to what they believe happened.
Okay, so they left it up for interpretation.
I think they did, because when I speak to people, some people are saying 100% he slept with Martha, and other people are like, no, it was a figment of his dreams. So there's nobody that I know that's like flat out agrees. So I think it was left up for interpretation.
But how would Martha not say that anywhere? Martha said about the text of him asking for anal. Martha baited him up about the girls he's seeing, all that stuff. You're telling me that he slept with Martha and this same Martha will not mention it to anyone or anywhere. Come on, man.
Yeah, I hear
she's
that.
She's definitely going to say...
He hung my curtains.
Blah, blah, blah. She would have definitely said it.
Because remember, when the Bridgen texted him, when the friend took his phone and texted her about wanting to do anal sex.
She said it in a comedy club. She told the police person.
She was letting it rip.
She told
are
it.
You saying you, that
you bumhole effer, you know?
Yeah, but are you saying that Martha and his only sexual interaction was the time where she took advantage of him and obviously touched him up outside?
Yeah, when he froze, yeah.
I don't know, I might have to rewatch it, but my interpretation was that they slept together.
I know, I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying just think, you know, what from watching that, you know Martha, innit? Martha would not allow a man to get to sleep with her and not tell no one. And also remember, that will reconfirm what their relationship was. Like, that's going to solidify that, yeah, we're together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, you make a good argument.
She would have definitely dropped that and been like, but we slept together, we're not together. Like, she would have definitely said that another part. She never mentioned it, which meant it was just in his head.
But she did move like they were together.
From the beginning, from the cup of tea.
Yeah, but she's done that from the cup of tea, though. So, but it's a condition. I googled it.
What's it called again, Tess?
Erotomania. That's what it is. All right, Olivia, I'm going to text you.
Take it easy, see ya.
All right, cool. Anyway, that's that. Love.